Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking and hopefully practicing learning to wait on God. And if you have been practicing, one of the things you will really start to notice is that the Lord is starting to bring things to your attention that He wants to do in your life. Now, we all have our own history and our own rejections and our own present circumstances. But God is on your side. You're on His side. We're not trying to be convinced or convince Him to move on our behalf. But when we start to wait on Him, He reveals what He's already doing in your life. And there's a lot of different things He wants to do. And they can vary in each one of our lives. But one of the things we know He wants to do in all of our lives is heal our wounds. We've all been wounded. And we're all going to be wounded. He wants to teach us how to go to Him to get healed. Because He does not want us to be afraid of being wounded. We won't try anything. We won't walk on the water. We won't go with Him where He wants to take us if we're afraid of being hurt. And sometimes even that whole idea of change, of having to change, having to be different, not getting what we thought we wanted, not doing what we thought we wanted to do, not having people think of us the way we want them to think of us. Those are all fears that are based on wounds. A misperception of what is valuable. But God doesn't want us to act based on a reaction to fear or anxiety or trying to please Him. Instead, He wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body. Again, we are going to be wounded. That's not the issue. It's do we carry the wounds with us? So, Lord, right now, You know what wounds each one of us has. Whether they're something we know about or not, You know about them. And Lord, we just give You permission right now to heal whatever wounds You want to heal for this time. We just give You permission. We're going to wait just a few seconds to let You do that. Now, Lord, we know that a lot of times You're healing things without us knowing about it at all. But we need the encouragement. We need to know that You're moving on our behalf. So Lord, I just ask that whatever is appropriate for each person, that you make it known that a healing has taken place. And it can be an emotional healing, a physical healing, a mental or regret or a guilt, a whatever kind of healing took place, it doesn't matter. Lord, I just ask that you to provide encouragement, that you reveal what healing you have done. And sometimes those other healings are so much more freeing than even a physical healing. But we know you want us whole, so we know we can come to you and ask, Lord, this is an area I'm struggling with. Is there something there that you want to heal? In fact, Lord, I just ask that you would bring to each one of us any mind, any thought or memory or emotion or even phrase or song or picture that we can then later talk to you about. And you can lead us to a personal and individualized conversation. Lord, we're going to give you a couple seconds to do that right now. So, Lord, I just thank you for that, and I trust that when we come to you later, you will pick it up right at that image or thought or memory and provide healing or encouragement or direction, whatever it is. Very often we just need a starting point. So write down whatever it was that he made known to you. Sometimes he just stirs up a feeling or an emotion or a memory or even a goal. Perhaps you're seeking guidance. Now, one thing to remember is very often what he shows you or makes you feel or brings to your attention isn't what he wants to talk to you about. But it's something you accept. It's something that it's a starting point. That you understand, you know, okay, oh, I recognize that. I recognize that situation. I recognize that person or struggle. And remember, anything he wants to heal, he can do it like that. But very often he doesn't, because that is getting your attention. And he wants your attention. So, Lord, for all those that are waiting for you, for healing, for direction, for guidance, I also break off all interference. We take authority over that interference. Cannot interfere with what God, with Lord, with what you're doing right now. And we take that authority as part of you, as your inheritance, as your sons. And any interference, whether you have a legal right to be here now, you cannot interfere with what God is doing. And Lord, we understand the interference is here for us to learn how to deal with it. And we embrace that opportunity. This is something, it's a very basic skill we need to develop. Another area where we cannot be afraid of being wounded. It's totally understandable to be afraid of being hurt. But once you're hurt, if you know, okay, I'm going to get hurt, I can go to God and he'll heal me, and actually enjoy the experience of being healed. It's like being out in the cold and being so chilled and then coming inside and being warmed up. That just the relief and the peace and the calmness, just relief of knowing, okay, God is dependable. He does what he says, and he does far more than he says. And whether it's a physical healing that you need or emotional, or you don't know. And a lot of times we don't know. We don't know what we're really struggling with. And we may not even know we're struggling. If we've been entertaining these wounds, they've become part of us. We've been living with our crutches for so long, we wouldn't know what to do without them. Oh, God doesn't want you to live depending on your crutches. He wants you free. He wants you to be able to sit, to stand, to walk, to run, to jump, to fly, to do whatever he asks you to. He never wants you to be in a position where he says, I want you to, and our response is, but Lord. If he asks you to do something, he will make you ready for it. And it's very often our wounds or our perception of wounds that keep us in the, but Lord. But Lord, I can't. I have too many other responsibilities. Or, but Lord, I'm too old. Or, but Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. But Lord, I don't have any money. But Lord, nobody is there to help me. Now, there are times when those things may very well be true. But that's not what God said. He said, I want you to do thus and so. That's what he's telling you. All these other things, those are his responsibility. Now you work those out with him, but those are his problems. So, but those beliefs, those wounds, those misunderstandings of your new nature keep you wounded. It's going to be a risk getting out of the wheelchair, dropping your crutches, relearning how to walk. People are going to stop taking care of you. You're going to have to stand on your own two feet. And that's scary. But it will be worth it. Because it's not about what you're going to accomplish for God. It's not about fulfilling your purpose or your destiny. We've talked about that. No, it's about the satisfaction that comes from being who God meant you to be. The freedom that comes with living your life. Receiving eternal life through your spirit, into your soul, and out your body. Making the most of your opportunity here on this earth. We have no idea. You have no idea what great things God has for you right now on this earth. And there's no excuses. So many, although God prophesied, God gave me a word, you know, X number of years ago, X number of decades ago, and nothing ever happened. Well, why not? Did you work at the hindrances? When God points out, this is where I want you to go, most often, it's not getting there that's important. It's the process. It's the traveling. Because getting up and moving is what starts the healing, starts the freedom, starts the relationship. But if we have settled in and said, God can't fulfill those words because you're already calling God a liar. Because anytime you say, God can't, and he said, I can do anything I want, you're saying he's not God. Now I challenge you. There's things in your life that you've set aside because, and we've all done it, because of whatever reason. Bring those out. Lord, is this a now word? Is this for me now? Can I do this now? And again, what's the goal? It's not just to get the answer, but it's the process. As you start to listen and have an open ear, allow him to heal you, you never know what he might say. He might say, I was telling you that because that's what you needed to hear from to get your attention for this, but this is what I have for you now. And it's far better than what you think. God could care less about our age, our gender, how busy we are, our circumstances. He does care about us. And he doesn't care, he cares less about those other things because he's the one who created them. He puts you in the circumstances you're in right now. So it's not like they're a surprise. So this is part of the process. This is part of the results of learning to wait with him and on him and for him, going to be your new lifestyle. And he will start putting his finger on things if he hasn't already. Because one thing this does require is time. It takes time. And what you'll find is the more time you give him, the gentler of a change he can do in your life. We've talked about how there's three areas of our lives where if God wants to get our attention, he puts his finger on one or more at the same time, and that's relationship, finances, and health. If one of those is going on in your life, odds are God's trying to get your attention. Even if you feel like I'm responsible for this, I did this, this is my mess, not God's. I don't think you're more powerful than he is. If he didn't want you to be in that mess, you wouldn't be. Whatever mess it is, and whatever degree of mess. But don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to fix it yourself. He'll just have to come up with another rock in a hard place. Start waiting. Start resting. Okay, Lord, I'm in this situation. What are you saying? Is there a wound there you want to heal? Are you just trying to get my attention? You have it. How do we do this? This is how we get to know God. Remember, he's already in you. Your spirit is already receiving all the information it needs, all the life it needs. The problem is your soul. Let's stop fighting against him. And as much as we can, wherever we're at, let him be the God. Let him do his thing. So last week we were talking about meditation and mysticism. If there are any concerns or fears or qualms you have about having your spiritual senses become part of your life, having your solical senses quickened, and having your physical senses come into their own, we only utilize a very small portion of our natural senses. We aren't very aware of our natural senses. And our solical senses are practically, well, they've been misused. But God wants to bring your awareness in your soul and your body into alignment with what is already going on in your spirit. If you have any qualms or concerns about that, if you feel any vulnerability or fear or anything, settle them with God. I could give you answers. Other people could give you answers. You could go to conferences, read books, try to figure things out. But that's not where your encouragement and your confidence will come from. Your trust needs to be in the Lord. You can't protect yourself. I don't care how good of a doctrine you have figured out. You can't keep yourself from deception. Only God can. None of us believe everything. None of us has a corner on the truth. God doesn't want us to. If we knew all the truth, if we had all knowledge, we wouldn't need him. If we had all power, all confidence, if we were completely self-sufficient, we wouldn't need him. So he's not holding it against us that we're not where we think we should be. And, you know, we think we should be at a certain place in time. What does he think? What does he say about where you're at? There's going to be times when you need encouragement. Ask him. There's going to be times when you need guidance. Ask him. The only way we miss that opportunity is if we try to do it ourselves. So any concerns you have about learning to live as a spirit being, and in the Christian church there are a lot of concerns, but the only one who will settle those concerns is God himself. He may not answer your questions, but he will make himself known. There are definitely a lot of counterfeit movements and approaches and beings out there that will try to mimic spirit, but from the supernatural level. You could study your whole life and spend 24 hours a day and study your whole life to try to figure out all the counterfeit. But really, all you have to do is know the real. Know the real by experience. Know his voice. Know his presence. Recognize everything about him. The more time you spend with him, the less likely you are able to be deceived. Now, that doesn't mean the enemy is going to stop trying to deceive you. But if that's an area of concern, the more time you spend with the real, the easier it is to detect the fake. When a loved one calls on the phone, you pick the phone up, you say, hey, and you hear their voice, and you recognize who it is. They don't have to say, this is your mom. It's just, hey, hon. Because you know their voice, you know what they sound like, you know there's something in you that recognizes it. So if somebody else called and said, no, this is your, hey, it's your mom. Like, no, it's not. That doesn't sound like you. I think you have the wrong number. No, it's your mom. It's like, no, it's not. We recognize the voice. We recognize who's speaking to us. Not because we have heard everybody's voices in the world, but because we know the voice that we're familiar with. So God reveals his voice. God trains our ear to hear him. Focus on knowing the true, and the fake will be clear. And it will be easy to deal with. When the fake comes calling, you hang up. It's not that big of a deal. But if you do have concerns, work through them with God. There were times when I was concerned just the direction God was bringing me. I said, Lord, if we're going to go any farther in this direction, you're going to have to deal with this. And it was within a few days, he did. And he snuck it up on me. It's like, okay. And he'll do that with you too. He knows how you learn, and he knows what you need. Because he's in this for you. You are his prize. You are his purpose. You are why he gets up in the morning. You are his pride and joy. The apple of his eye. And he's already so thrilled with you. And this comes back to our waiting. We can't convince ourselves how much God loves us, that what he's doing in our lives is good, that we have a wonderful future, but experiencing him, experiencing his love, all things become possible and exciting, and we embrace every opportunity he places in our lives. But this comes by waiting. And as you develop the ability to wait on him, because it is a habit you have to develop, he will begin to draw your attention. And as this starts to happen in your life, and start to look for it this coming week, where he starts to knock on your door, try to get your attention in subtle ways. And just this week, just start responding. And we'll go into detail on how to do that down the road. But right now, just stop what you're doing and start being attentive when he tries to get your attention. So we will pick it up here next week. You can drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. We'll be getting back together again next week, same time. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This is Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.